Terrifying Ways to Go, Episode 10, No Way Out. So one night back in August of 2023, a group of four out of Texas had just pulled up to a cornfield to do a little hog hunting. However, the very second they go to get out of the truck, their dog jumps out and runs right off into the abyss of that pitch black field. And knowing dang well there are several wild hogs on that property, they don't want that dog running off on its own and biting off more than it can chew. So they grab a flashlight and all four of them begin chasing after it. But at some point, they hear what can only be described as a loud thud followed by one big splash, then nails frantically scraping across the concrete. Just a few seconds later, they come across a circular opening in the ground, roughly 4 feet in diameter. And sure enough, the dog is down there trying to keep its head above the water. What transpired over the next 30 seconds can only be described as complete and utter chaos. Without hesitation, the dog's owner, a man by the name of Noel, jumps the 8 feet down into the water below to try and save his dog. But within just a few seconds, it becomes very apparent that something is seriously wrong. He begins dry heaving, his eyes have become extremely bloodshot, and he is now bobbing in and out of consciousness. And the rest of the group notices this, so they start calling out to him, trying to get him to swim over to the side to grab a vine, but he is not responding in a good way. So another member of the group rushes off to grab a corn stalk to try and feed it down to him to give him something to grab, but before you know it, both the dog and Noel go limp and dip below the surface. Next thing you know, his friend, Delvis, takes off his shoes and dives right on in to try and save Noel. He too goes down. And that's not even where this ends, because one more person would enter that water to try and save their friends. She too would never resurface. So now, completely alone in this giant cornfield, the last person up top rushes back to the truck and places a call to 911. Obviously, and unfortunately, this would not be a rescue operation. Will be treated as a recovery from the very beginning. The culprit? Turns out that hole had been a cistern at one point, long since abandoned, a cesspool of bacteria, but more importantly, a toxic sludge containing decomposing matter that had built up in the bottom of that tank. This in turn gave way to extremely lethal levels of hydrogen sulfide just above the water's surface. Mere seconds is all it took for them to lose consciousness and begin breathing underwater.